From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. The shooting at a Fort Myers club this morning left two teenagers dead and about 16 other people wounded. It took place at Club Blue, where children as young as 12 attended. In a Facebook post, Club Blue says the shooting happened in the club's parking lot as parents were picking up their children. WGCU's Topher Forges is at the scene right now. He gave this update to WGCU's Jessica Mazaros earlier this morning.
Topher Forges, so where are you and what are you seeing?
Right now I'm in the parking lot of Club Blue. It was the central location of the shooting that happened last night. There were also two other areas that were police believe were involved or linked to the shooting as well. When I got here, it was early in the morning. The entire area of the parking lot was taped off, roped off. Right now, police are investigating the scene. They've been looking through the area. There weren't a lot of people out early in the morning. There are now more people beginning to trickle in. I spoke with one person, Jermaine Wilson, who lives next door and came over last night and saw the aftermath of the shooting. He saw people running and some bodies on the ground. He said it was chaos. There were a lot of police, a lot of people moving. He figured it was gun violence. He described it as a crazy and an unruly scene.
And how many people are around you?
The majority of the people here are media. I've only encountered a few people who have come out of their homes to look. There are a bunch of people, actually, whose cars are standing here from last night. They're just trying to get in their cars and get to work. I've spoken with a few people who basically, you know, have their cars stuck there. I spoke to one witness who was at the club last night, who had come up from Naples. It was his first time in the area, his first time going to the club. His car is stuck there now. He said he's been told that it's going to be, you know, another 9 hours until he'll be able to get his car. So he's just been getting these walk up, get some food. I spoke to another gentleman who was next to the near the house that was involved in this shooting. It's about 2 minutes away. He said that his car is also stuck here, and there was somebody who had been shot behind his car and saw the body last night. So, you know, a lot of people whose lives are certainly, say, at least upended by all of this and are just sort of waiting for it all to unfold and for the police to finish.
And what do we know about the club? Is this a usual event? Are teenagers usually hanging out at this club, or was this like a one-time kind of event for like a school? Do you know anything about that?
The man I spoke to earlier, Jermaine Wilson, who lives next door, says that it is a club where a lot of kids gather. He said, you know, it's a broad age range, you know, so early teens to 20s. And, you know, his assertion was when you have, you know, a wide mix of people or a wide range, a wide age group, trouble can come out of that because you're having teens mixed with older kids. So to another man who lives across the street who said that this is a, you know, Haitian neighborhood and this is a Haitian club. That's about as much as I know right now.
And nobody's given any indication if, like, this is a place that has had some form of violence reported before, or maybe no one's mentioned it?
Not to my knowledge. I've heard reports that the club was actually saying this was supposed to be a safe space for kids, and they were trying to give the kids a place to go to and to spend time during the summer months. But so far, I haven't heard anything about previous reports of violence. I'd heard again from somebody who lived across the street talking about how there's always kids gathered out here and they're always making noise, but you know, that doesn't really account. That doesn't really add up to disturbances or anything. I think this maybe was just a spot where a lot of kids like to gather and hang out.
Okay, Topher Forges with WGCU News. Thanks so much for that update, and check back for more updates.
Thank you.
That was WGCU's Topher Forges updating WGCU's Jessica Mazaros on the Club Blue shooting from the field.